beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We're out in the yard with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery and Cheryl Gore, the Arizona Nursery Association, joining us in studio as we pull into Chandler, which we'll talk about in a second because we got a beautiful tour of the new downtown Chandler. But we're going to stop at Margaret's house first and take care of her lemon tree. Good morning, ma'am.
Hello. I'm just curious. This year, when I have the full lemon in the tree, I didn't harvest them right away. Just leave them there until I need it. So then all of a sudden, the monsoon came. They all got full on the floor, right? So right now, I only saw like no more than 10, you know, lemons. So is that because I didn't harvest them when I should?
No. Not harvesting last year's lemons didn't affect the new crop at all. It's hard to say what did, but that has no effect. A lot of people used to think you had to pick all the fruit. Actually, citrus fruits will store much better on the tree than they will once you pick them. They've really kind of formed an abscission layer. They're not taking any nutrients from the tree. They're just hanging there. They'll actually get sweeter. Your grapefruits and oranges will sweeten up the longer they sit there. But it has no effect on the next year's crop and blooming at all. So something happened with the blooms. They got knocked off. They didn't pollinate. Sometimes citrus will produce in what we call alternate years. So you'll have a heavy crop one year and not such a heavy crop the next year. That's not unheard of. So it had something to do with that, but it didn't have anything to do with the fact that you didn't pick your fruit.
Now, a lot of produce trees, especially I know pistachio in particular, you need a male and a female to pollinate, and it takes the bees traveling both. Citrus is self-pollinating, but you still need bees. And
well, they still have to get pollinated. You don't need it. There's not a male and a female. It's all on one flower on one tree. But the pollen still has to get moved from one part of the flower to the other. So wind, bees, you know, we talk about pollinators and planting pollinators, and actually citrus are a pretty good pollinator. They will attract bees to other. So if you've got a vegetable garden and vegetables need pollinated, to have something like a citrus tree near your garden is a good idea to help attract those pollinators as well. But yes, it's still got to get pollinated from something.
And Cheryl, you thought the new downtown Chandler was pretty impressive.
Very impressive. We got a tour with the streetscape architect and learned about the way the trees interact with not just the pedestrians on the sidewalk, but balancing that with the cars in the street and the shade and really making that a place where people want to go.
They had taken Arizona Avenue from a three lanes mm-hmm. each way and went down to two. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of concern that they would just congest it more than it already is. Mm-hmm. But we weren't there quite at rush hour. It was probably 3 to 4 that we were down there.
Yeah, and they said that the traffic kind of figures out itself, and they put some on-street parking as well, rather than take that other lane. And it was just interesting to see how a community that's building and growing, that they actually think about the landscape when they make those decisions and how those trees are going to bring people down, even to the point of they were explaining their Christmas lighting system when they selected the landscape design. Where are we going to plug those in? How are we going to have all these things going? Which is what a homeowner needs to think about. What are you going to use in your yard? How are you going to be able to do these things?
Planting a tree that's easy to put Christmas lights in.
There you go.
Would mean no thorns.
Your Desert Museum Palo Verdes.
Might not be a good idea. Well, Desert Museum would be okay. Yeah.
Your thornless breeds. And you can find more information at Plant Something.
Plant-something.org on your website. And it did come to our attention. There's multiple pages of nurseries. So if you want to go ahead and scroll through page 1, 2, or 3 to select that nursery that you want to go to, there are, depending on your zip code, there could be multiple pages on there. So plant-something.org, lots of good information on where to go.
Statewide.
Actually, national. Other states are now partners. We've got 21 state partners, but we're talking about Arizona today. So just click on the light green shape of Arizona, and it'll take you where you need to go.
And if you're going to Harper's for hot dogs and horticulture, what time would be the best to show up?
Well, the Iris folks are showing up at 9 o'clock for the Sun Country Iris sale, and then I'll be there at 10 o'clock under the big oak tree talking to folks about what they should be doing in the garden right now, and then as we get close to noon, you'll just be able to smell the hot dogs cooking. So all day going on. If the weather's great, it's time to plant. Let's plant something.
All right. We'll be turning the page here, going from the Outdoor Hour on to subjects and topics about your house, home, castle, or cabin. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about radon. Odorless, tasteless, can't see it, can't detect it. But it's a deadly killer, and it can build up in concentrations in your home. Arizona is one of the areas that are known for it. Let's talk radon in the 9 o'clock hour with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions and get you the cure.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.